Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The second season of Marvel's Runaways debuts today on Hulu. It's a show about a group of kids who discover their parents are supervillains. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here. Eric, hello.
See, you can't see, but I'm actually dressed like Dr. Evil because I wanted to cosplay for this. that's how big a comic book geek I am.
You are so qualified to have this conversation. Let's start with a cut of The Runaways. Here's that group of kids discovering that their parents are killers.
Maybe they were just doing some cool experiment that involved stuffing a human in a box.
Look, the box kind of looked like a transporter, right? My dad is obsessed with time travel. Maybe he finally figured it out.
Great theory, Doc Brown.
Guys. Whatever happened, I think our parents killed that girl.
All right. So, Eric, what do you think now? From what I've seen, the special effects on this are actually pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, right? I mean, a lot of teenagers think their parents are the worst. But what happens if your parents actually are
the worst? Yeah.
So I think just to talk about the Runaways, Marvel's Runaways for a second, basically it's a story about how these kids are discovering their own abilities, their own powers, and deciding that they're going to dedicate themselves to opposing their parents. And, of course, their parents are still their parents. So on one level, they want to take care of their kids. And the special effects are good, but what's important for a really good superhero series is for there to be some heart. And you have to balance sort of scenes that give you a lot of action, that show off people's powers, with a story that you actually care about and characters that allow the actors to do some actual acting. Mm. And so I think Runaways kind of struggle with that balance. But I would suggest the superhero shows that are on the CW, specifically Arrow, The Flash, and Supergirl, they had a huge coordinated plot line called Elseworlds that played out just a week or two ago. And it was a really great illustration of why these shows often work very well as superhero shows. And we've got a clip where The Flash and the Green Arrow are talking about how they live their lives and how they didn't understand each other until they were in a situation where somewhat superheroically their positions were switched and everybody thought they were the opposite person. Let's check it out.
I knew you'd been through a lot, but I don't know, man. I never realized. I don't know how you do it. I wouldn't be able to live with the burdens that you carry.
Yes, you would. Barry, I always thought that you had it easy. Everything was just sunshine and rainbows and everybody likes you. You have real steel in you, my friend. You can carry any burden thrown your way.
So in that universe, the Green Arrow is sort of like a Batman-like figure. He's very ruthless and dark. And Flash is much more optimistic. And so it was a great way for fans to see these characters put in a different situation, and it's showing different sides of themselves, which is always important.
How do these shows on TV stack up to all these superhero films that we see on the big screen? I looked around and I counted at least 9 superhero movies in 2018. A lot of these are the top money makers of the year. They're grossing like billions of dollars in total.
Right.
How do these TV shows compete with that?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. First, I do think that these kind of stories are kind of eternal, because I think we like the idea of someone who can come along and kind of cut through all the nonsense of life and right a wrong. You can do that on television, but the challenge is that you need money.
Right.
The superhero movies get a lot more time to put themselves together, to do stunts and things like that. So these shows have to be really adept at balancing that. Here we're going to have character moments where you feel for these people and you care about them, and then we're going to have action moments. And that's what I think the CW gets right most of the time.
And I know you've got another show you're interested in. It's from the DC Universe, Titans, live action, grown-up version of the children's TV show, Teen Titans Go, which is on at my house probably a little too much, to be honest. Does that translation work well?
Well, it's interesting because Teen Titans, the actual group, comes from the comics, of course, and that's not necessarily considered a kid's book.
Mm-hmm.
So this show is called Titans. It's on DC Universe, which is this online platform that DC created. Now, this was supposed to be sort of their flagship show, but I think they haven't quite figured out what the tone is, because when you have a show that's relentlessly dark, it's hard to watch. I think the great thing about some of the superhero movies that are dark is that they have flashes of humor. They have flashes of character moments, emotional moments. And Titans hasn't quite figured out that mix yet. But there are some good moments, including an action sequence where Robin faces off against Batman because Batman has gotten so disillusioned that he's actually killed a major criminal.
That sounds dramatic.
Yeah, exactly. And gritty.
Does this well of comic strip and superhero movies ever go dry? Whether it's for the small screen or for the big screen, they just seem to be relentless.
Yeah. Well, I think there will come a point probably where people will get tired of these stories no matter how good they are. I feel it's an eternal storytelling style, just like horror or westerns
or
science fiction.
Right.
Good versus bad. So I think they'll always be around, but they will ebb and flow, and they'll be popular and they'll be less popular. And once a great storyteller gets a hold of that genre and uses it to tell a great story, people will fall in love with it again.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks.
Always a pleasure.